This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War pregame Christmas Eve edition. Come on in and grab a seat by the fire. You know the drill, and this won't take long. This is your weekly 5-minute preview with the bare minimum you need to know before this weekend's game. It's like the free samples at the grocery store on Saturdays. You don't go in wanting them, but you'll never turn it down. This pregame is brought to you by our friends over at the Knuckleheads Podcast, NBA veterans Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles, our lifelong friends and bona fide truth tellers. Listen as they invite special guests, high profile athletes, musicians, and entertainers to get brutally honest about everything from current events to untold stories from the golden era of sports and culture. Named for the on-court celebration they made wildly popular, this unfiltered, hilarious, and surprising podcast is like playing NBA 2K with no fouls. The Knuckleheads Podcast brings on some of the best NBA players past and present to have totally unguarded conversations about sports culture and basketball nostalgia. Once again, hosted by former NBA players Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles, the Knuckleheads is in their 7th season of doing the podcast. Guests this season include Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Sue Bird, and DeMar DeRozan. Once again, check out the Knuckleheads on wherever you listen to podcasts. Shout out to our servicemen and women, past, present, and future, our first responders, frontline workers, and all the essential workers out there, especially during the holidays. The Cleveland Browns are traveling to Green Bay to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers on Christmas Day for a 4:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff on Fox and NFL Network. Last week, the Packers beat the Ravens by 1 point, 31-30, after denying Baltimore's last-second 2-point conversion attempt. This made the Packers the first team to clinch a playoff spot this season. In that game, Aaron Rodgers had 3 touchdowns and no interceptions, his 5th game this season doing so. Green Bay has won 5 of the last 6 games against the Browns, most recently beating us in overtime, 27-21 back in week 14 of 2017. You all remember that year. The Browns are 3-6 all-time at Lambeau Field, including the postseason, with our last win being in 2005. I don't write these stats, folks, I just report them. Let's kick it on over to Stefanski to address the game, the O-line, and Baker.
All right, excited for the challenge, going on the road, Christmas Day, only show in town. All right, I think the guys are excited about it. Great opportunity for us. Just finish up a Friday practice for us, and we still have some finishing touches to put on it. So guys need to get recovery. Some guys need to run. Some guys need to meet extra with the coaches. So we're still working towards that, but certainly excited to go on the road. In Lambeau Field, playing a really good football team. James Hudson comes back, so he will be available to us. See how Jed does when he comes off the list, potentially. Nick Harris obviously has to be ready to go if JC can't go. So moving parts, but that's the name of the game.
Kevin, if you don't get Baker back until Saturday and you haven't had any practices with him, are you going to have to get creative? I mean, you have a 4:30 kickoff. Can you do some sort of – I mean, you did a parking garage walkthrough last year. Are you going to have to do something like that with the quarterback coming back in the fold?
Yeah, we will have a walkthrough on game day. That's something that we typically do on a late afternoon start like this, and that is the benefit, certainly, in if we're able to get Baker back like we anticipate, if not tomorrow. On game day, we'll certainly do that. Nate, and I just think there are moving parts throughout this, and with Baker and with any of the players, when you don't practice, you also have to understand that those players have banked many, many reps. So with the quarterback, we have plays and concepts and things in that we have many, many reps on, going back to training camp, going back to last year, et cetera, with the players that will be in there.
The Packers entered this game with a 10-7 record, with that quarterback of theirs completing 68% of his passes to give him 30 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Leading the ground attack for Green Bay is Aaron Jones, who averages 50 yards per game. Chubb averages 93 for good measure. Devontae Adams hasn't just won me a lot of money in fantasy football this year, he also has 8 receiving touchdowns for the Packers. Green Bay is averaging 26 points per game this season, while allowing 22 against them. I'm not even bothering to read Green Bay's injury report because they have absolutely nothing like we do right now. However, I will say they have 4 Pro Bowlers currently injured and out for this game. As for the Browns, look, this list is changing every few hours, as you all know, so please join me in refreshing Twitter every hour today and tomorrow. But for some notables, we lost JC Treader to COVID protocols yesterday, and Greg Newsome jumped from concussion protocols to COVID protocols. Some good news, though. Coach Stefanski is back. Baker will be starting. Hooper is back. Miles said he's playing regardless of his groin injury, and hopefully we get some more good news today and tomorrow. From the Dogs of War weather room, home, Christmas Day at Lambeau Field calls for mostly cloudy skies and a high of 37 degrees, which is really like summer in Green Bay when you think about it. From the Dogs of War imaginary, but now almost legal in Ohio sportsbook, the Browns are 7.5-point dogs. Bring that on all day with the over-under set at 45.5. Brothers and sisters of the Muni Lot and Browns Nation, again, we found ourselves at the biggest game of the season. Pace yourselves on the eggnog and mimosas before the game. Stay safe and healthy, and Merry Christmas from Raleigh and myself to all of you. Go Browns.